Now we're back to the second chart, which is a composite of the S&P 500 in the top, and the advanced decline line for the New York Stock Exchange at the bottom. And the first thing that we notice, we have reproduced the teeth number 13 from the long-term chart, and you'll see that it just sort of fits in with the other group. You know, the market's going up on the right-hand side. It's gotten a toppy, and the S&P 500 has gotten toppy, but you notice that it's always making new highs. And that's how you can tell it's bullish, because the definition of a bull market isn't that it goes up and makes everybody happy, but the answer is that the declines do not go below previous lows, and when you make a rally, you go into a new high. There's some things that are a little bit odd in the way it does it, but that definition will work. We can see that as of last Friday, the important thing is down on the advanced decline chart. You see that green line that I have coming over from point A, which is the peak in the 07 time period, has been broken out. There is therefore a new high in the advanced decline line. That means it is not possible to draw a new T in the future that goes back into the period to the left side of this T. You're going to have to start from wherever this peak ends. And here, that means you have to start a whole new T, and you better have a good plan, a financial plan, to take care of that, because nobody likes bear markets. I do have the basic time symmetry equations in the lower left of the advanced decline chart, and as you remember, that the basic time symmetry split is given there as the time from C to D, the second bottom to the final peak, which is what you want to know. It's the same as the time from A to B. A to B time is about 17 months. 17 months, if you look at the average bear market in the time period from 29 to the present, it's in that time period. And it turned out to be correct. So what we saw was an average bear market, and we're probably going to end up seeing an average bull market. And then the question is, do you think that we're going to have an average bear market follow on from the peak, or are we going to have a more substantial one that deals with the 40-year cycle? And I would say that there isn't any answer in T theory, but you better come up with something, because what is going to be the investment theme is going to have to do whether that's a mild bear market or it's going to be a heavy bear market. And so that's up for grabs as far as everybody else is concerned, I suppose. But that's mainly the thing that I'm going to talk about. down in the notes in the red, I have the first echo peak equation. The first time of the echo peak is basically what we call it? The cult of the mystery T, when it first showed up in the bottom. Remember, that was a top in the middle of September, and then the real peak came in October. But the real peak in October was the same as the September peak, roughly speaking, except it was a token new high. And you can see that if you did an echo peak for the T that ended in 0203, you see you would have picked up point A as being the top. A is the momentum peak. It would be June, or it would be July, because there's a bunch of tops up there. But anyway, it's the A peak. In other words, that's the kind of peak you're looking for. After that, the market, the advanced decline line fell down and made a lower high a couple of months later. But while you were down that low, you saw Bear Stearns get into trouble, that was mortgage securities. So very often, the first correction between the momentum peak that comes in, they'll call the first echo peak, and then the correction, and then even though you come back and make a new high, you find out what the problem is. See, so you want to kind of concentrate on that A as being the place where you sort of look like you could get caught with something if what you own turns out to have the problem on the dip. And it seems theoretically likely that you have to have that dip in there. So if you're a long-term investor, the major peak in the late August is not the one you're interested in. It's the one that's in what this calculation will come out to be in the month of May. And the reason is because it's basically it's the It's the August 26th date minus the number of days between B and C in the advanced decline line down at where I have it down there. And you just take that off the top date, and you'll get the momentum peak area approximately, you know, within a couple of weeks. You notice that what we haven't seen, which probably everybody is looking for, how's the year going to end? Since we got a few more days on that, what's going to happen in January and February? The answer is that we're already in a short range T. I said that, but nobody believes that anybody writes that down stuff. But you're in a short range T, so it's not that you're going to make a new T. Even the advanced decline line's already figured it out, and it's going up the moment T. The question is, how does it want to roll out? And that has a lot to do with it, whether anybody shows up. You know, if they're on vacation, you can't get in any volume. Or they don't have their mind on their work, or whatever it is. But generally speaking, what's going to happen is going to be triggered as they go into the earnings reports, and people are going to see certain things, and they're going to reach certain conclusions based on that. So there's not an awful lot that you can do there. You have to have some kind of a plan, though, so I assume that everybody will have a plan on that one. But that's pretty much out of the realm of T theory. Basically, you just go with what they want to buy, but you do kind of want to watch out for the for some investment theme that you think can go for 8 years. And if you can find that, that's the good one to kind of focus in, because you want to learn how it works, and what its little foibles are and so forth. Because when you top out, maybe there's going to be some advantage in trading that, because it's still the one that they want to buy. And then when you start the next T at some later date, that could be the big leadership in that area and so forth. But in any case, I think it's pretty interesting to notice that the double bottom T, you had two waves up in the advanced decline line, the advanced decline line, then you consolidated in the June-July time period. You have another run up. Now you obviously ended up on another wave, and this wave should go into early May. So it's a very long wave, and long sometimes means it just takes its time going up there, because it can't compress the. In other words, if there's so many percent of gain, and you have to stretch it out into a longer time period, your percentage gain per month is slower. I'd say that's another observation you'd get. Just because the wave has a longer time doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a bigger in percent. So it could be just a more gradual uptrend, with some stocks falling by the wayside and the ones that look good doing the lion's share. Okay, that's about all I have, and we'll start the next year next Sunday. And thanks for your interest and so forth. And hope you end up having a good year. And best wishes for the new year. Bye bye.